Yesterday, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis mentions two statements of Shmuel. The first statement of Shmuel has two parts to it. First of all, Shmuel says that Sakin Sheshochet Ba'os Elachtach Ba'Roseach, that if you have a Sakin that you shechted a behema with, you can't cut hot meat with that. And we discussed why that's true, different approaches of the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say Beis Hashchita Roseach, that the Beis Hashchita, the makom of the Beis Hashchita, the place where you shecht the animal, is hot. And because it's hot, there can be a blia of iser into the sakin, even if you're shechting a kosher animal, but the dam is going to be absorbed into the sakin. Other Rishonim are not so clear that Beis Hashchita really should be roseach because of the Gemara Daf Ches Amud Beis, so they work hard, the Ramban, Rashba, they try to work hard to figure out exactly what the distinction between that Gemara and this Gemara is. That's the first part of this first statement. But then there's another part of that statement, and that is that sonein, let's say you want to cut cold meat. So the Gemara says, Amri la baya hadacha, v'amri la lo baya hadacha, or bo'i or baya. There are two opinions, b'das Shmuel, aliba de Shmuel, whether Shmuel held that you need hadacha in order to cut the cold meat or not. You have the same sakin sheshachat, but now you want to cut the cold meat. The question is, do you need hadacha? Do you have to rinse off the sakin with water? Or is it not necessary? Is kinuach sufficient? Is simply rubbing it off a little bit, is that enough in order to allow you to cut the cold meat? We said Rov Rishonim hold against Rashi that this question of tsonein that Shmuel's addressing is talking about the basa, not the sakin. Not that you have to wash off the sakin, but rather b'di'evet, if you already cut the cold meat with this sakin sheshachat ba, what do you do with the basa? Do you have to wash off the basa? Or do we say that no, it's not necessary to wash off the basa? But Rov Rishonim hold no, that this shayla of tsonein is talking about the sakin. Do you need hadacha when you want to cut the cold meat? Do you need hadacha for the sakin, or do you not need hadacha for the sakin? And according to Rov Rishonim, the two parts of this first statement of Shmuel are parallel. They're both talking about sakin, but these are really two parts of one statement. Sakin sheshachat ba. What do you have to do to the sakin if you shochet ba, and then you want to cut basar, either basar roseach or basar tsonein? That's the first statement of Shmuel. But then there's a second statement of Shmuel. The Gemara then quotes from Shmuel that Kahara Shemalach Babasar also Lechol Baroseach. Kahara Shemalach Babasar, if you have a Kahara, a plate that you are Molech, or a bowl that you are Molech, that you salted meat on, you can't eat Roseach, some hot meat, a hot substance on that Kahara. Shmuel, the time, says the Gemara, the Yom Shmuel, Molech Hareo Kroseach, Vakavosh Hareo Kimavushu. Shmuel holds Maliach is like Roseach. We'll talk about that equation in great detail, Mirtz Hashem, in the future, next couple of days. So Shmuel holds Maliach is like Roseach, meaning it's going to be Mavliya a little bit into the Ka'ara. So you have your Ka'ara, Shemalach Babasa. Shmuel claims that you can't eat Roseach, you can't put the hot meat in there because there's going to be a problem. Presumably the problem is there's a Bliya of Dam inside the Ka'ara. When you put the Basa Roseach on top of that Ka'ara, you'll get the Bliya of dam inside the bus. What's noticeably missing from the second statement of Shmuel is part number two. When it comes to the first statement of Shmuel, the Gemara has two parts. First part is that you can't cut the basar roseach with sakin sheshachat ba. But then there's a second part. Can you cut the basar tzonein? Or what do you have to do to the sakin in order to cut the basar tzonein? But in the second statement of Shmuel, ka'ar shemalach ba'basar, the Gemara talks about that you can't eat basar roseach in that ka'ara, you can't put anything that's hot in the ka'ara, but it doesn't tell us what the halacha should be about ka'ara shemalach ba'basar if you then want to use it for tzonein. So what's the answer to that question? That's the problem. That's the glaring problem that the Rishonim address. So Rishonim have two different ways, the Rashba quotes two different approaches in the Rishonim to try to figure out what the answer for tzonein should be. Obviously the answer must be something along the lines that there is no machlokas about this. As opposed to the first statement of Shmuel, that there were two opinions, what Shmuel would hold about tzonein, do you need hadacha, do you not need hadacha? Here, everyone agrees. The question is, what do they agree to? What do they say? So, the Rashba first quotes from an Ikaman de Omar, who happens to be the Ramban, or maybe he's quoting from other Rishonim, but it just so happens that the Ramban says the same thing. The Ikaman de Omar in the Rashba is that the Gemara doesn't talk about the halacha of tzonein because it's obvious. What's so obvious? What's the halacha according to the Ikaman de Omar by Ka'ar Shemalach Babasar? Says the Ikaman de Omar, by Ka'ar Shemalach Babasar, everyone agrees that you don't need hadacha. It's pasha that you don't need hadacha. It's only by Sakin, the case of Sakin, that there was one opinion that entertained the possibility that you should need Hadacha, even for Tzonein. But by the Ka'ara, everyone says that you don't need Hadacha. In fact, in general, Ikamada Omer says, in general, you have a Kli Shel Isser, a Kli that has a Bli of Isser. If you want to use it for Tzonein, this position, this sheet that holds that you don't need Hadacha. Sakin's different. Sakin is one opinion that holds that you might need Hadacha even to use a Fitzonein. But Kar Shemal Habasar and every other Kli, even if it's a Kli Shalissa, you have a Bli Shalissa, what should be the problem? You should be able to use it even without Hadacha Fitzonein. So why is Sakin different? What's Sakin different? So it says this Ikaman da Amar, Ikaman da Amar, the Mehad da Amar Hachi, the Lobaya Hadacha, Shamin and Lakalim Shinishtam Shabuhen Isser. We see from here, since no mention in the first case of Sakin Sheshachadba, some say that lo baya hadacha, that you don't need hadacha. So you see from here a general principle, the kalim shenishtam shubahen iser, that there's a bli of iser, kigon. Like what case? Ka'ara shemalach babasir, he says. The case later on. Ola keder shel iser. The shari lishtamu shibahu betzonein, the hetera below hadacha klal. You can use it betzonein without any hadacha. Vafilu manda amar besakin debaya hadacha, hosum hu de'ika duchka de'sakhina. The Ikam and the Amr says, you know why Sakin is different? This is on page Kuf Tzadi Gimel in the Rashba. Sakin Sheshachava might be different because there's Duchka de Sakina. But by Kara Shemal HaBasa, there's no pressure of the knife. There's no Duchka de Sakina. So because there's no pressure of the knife, Hadach is not necessary. Kinuach is enough. Hadach is necessary by Sakin according to one opinion. Machlokes Beda Shmuel. Because if by Sakin there's duchah l'sakina, there's pressure of the knife. But by a regular kli, ka'ara shemal v'basar, a bowl, a plate, there's no duchah l'sakina, there's no pressure of the knife. So everyone would agree, claims this ikamanda amar, that there's no need to do hadacha if you're only using it for cold. So the question is, why? There's a mechanism for a chilak here. The ikamanda amar says the chilak is Sakin is different because there's duchah l'sakina there. But why? What's he concerned about? If he's concerned about shamnunis be'en, if he's concerned about residue, physical residue remaining on the knife, so then you don't need duchah de sakina to have a problem. There's no need for the pressure. Even without the pressure, there's going to be a problem. You're cutting the basar, even basar tzone, right? You're cutting basar tzone with the sakin sheshachava. If we're afraid of the shamnunis be'en, the physical residue of oil that's on the sakin, so then even without duchah l'sakina, there should be a problem. And if we're afraid of a blia, if that's the problem, so then why should duchah l'sakina create an issue here? All you have is duchah l'sakina. Don't get confused. The Rashba yesterday was saying that Beis HaShchita has a little bit of resicha, it has a little bit of heat. The Rashba wanted to say that maybe the miktsas chom of Beis HaShchita can combine with duchah l'sakina and it'll create enough heat to be mavliya something. We're not talking about Beis HaShchita here. Sakin Sheshachatba, it can have a Bliya from today until tomorrow. I'm cutting Basar Tzone now. The Ikam Adam is saying the Duchka the Sakina is going to create a problem that requires Hadacha. According to one day, Aliba the Shmuel, right? Hadacha is necessary because of the Duchka the Sakina. For what? For the Shamnunis? Then you shouldn't even need Duchka the Sakina to create a problem. For the Bliya, Duchka the Sakina is not going to be Motzi a Bliya. Because it's not enough. Duchah l'sakina alone is not enough to create heat. What's the Rashba saying? What's this Ikam HaDa'amah saying? So I alluded to yesterday that the Ritva explains this Ikam HaDa'amah. The Ritva has an incredible idea. V'yesha amru shehatzonin eino mafle dover habalua harbe. Some claim that's the Ikam HaDa'amah. Yesha amru. The Ikam HaDa'amah claims that Sonin is, of course, not going to be maflit dover habalua harbi, a bliya that's entrenched inside a kli. Aval mashu karov lachut shebalua al pnei hakli, but what's close to the outside, close to the surface, right there on the surface, but it's inside. It's not on the surface. It's not the shamnunis on the surface. It's inside, it's a bliya. Mashu karov lachut shebalua al pnei hakli, ki chotech bei, when you cut with this kli, agav duchka de sakina maflit lei afilu hatsonin. The Ritva says what this Yeshomrim holds is an incredible chiddush. The duchah de sakina really can work alone to be maflit a bliya that's just inside the surface of the knife. It's not going to be maflit all the bliyos. It's not like, you know, bishul. It's not a real chom. But apparently there's a little bit of chamimus there. Duchkir sakina, the chiddush of this particular shita is that it's strong enough to be maflet a bliya that's karov lachutz. It's close to the surface, not on the surface, it's slightly beneath the surface, right beneath the surface. That kind of bliya can be maflet. So that's why you need hadacha. But just 1 second, what's hadacha going to do? It's only washing. So the hadacha, lefika tzarech hadacha betzon and yofel lahaflet also ha'isr ha'karov lotzis. He says you need hadacha to be maflet the isr that's close to coming out. How does hadacha do that? So we explained yesterday, hadacha is not just washing. It must mean shifshuf, what some Rishonim and other kind that call shifshuf. Strong rubbing, power spray. Power spray plus rubbing. You're rubbing out that... Somehow the hadacha is gonna be able to remove whatever bli is karov lachutz, whatever bli is just inside the surface, and then even with duchah de sakina, there's nothing to come out because the bli has already come out. Strange idea, right? First of all, to say that duchah de sakina is gonna be maklit this bli that's close to the outside is chiddush number one. But chiddush number two, to say that hadacha or even super hadacha, if you will, shifshuf, rubbing it with the hadacha. That's going to be maflit that bliya so that the duchin of sakin is not going to come and be maflit that bliya and make the basa tzonin asar. It's a chiddush agabe chiddush. The whole pshat is a big chiddush. That's what the Yesh Avrim hold. That's what I'm pshat mimah. Yeah.
What's the mitzvah of the case over here? Because the knife is only it's a thin knife. So if you have both sides that what's karov is coming out,
right.
Then how much deeper could into the knife?
Apparently, there's a little bit deeper than that. The knife is thin, but not so thin. It's not paper thin. Knife is not paper thin. There's a klipa of the knife. There are two klipas to the knife, but then there's an inside of the knife. You're right. It's a kasha. But the answer is that in the sakin, there is some kind of pnimius. There's some kind of inner part to the sakin. So duchka the sakin is not going to be maflit from that inner part of the sakin, but it will be maflit right korov. Korov lachutz. It's right there. It's not on the surface, but right below that surface. Apparently there's some kind of bliya. It doesn't have to be a lot of bliya. Just a little bit of bliya might also be a problem. Right? Even a little bit of bliya is going to be a problem because the basar is not going to be mevatel that iser. There's no bittel b'shishim here. Bittel b'shishim only works if it's mispashet. If the iser spreads out. But what's the iser spreading out? It doesn't have the mechanism to spread out. There's no rotev here. There's no liquid. So it's not going to spread out. It's just going to be nivla into that basar. It's going to be absorbed into the basa right there, and it's going to ask for the basa right there, so you won't be able to eat that. You'll have to take off the klipa of the basa. Right? You'll have to take off the outer shell of the basa. Yeah.
The answer to the shoe, say, since the knife is so thin, dacha, it works out.
What's that dacha? Dacha is wash. I don't know.
You're scrubbing
maybe
it.
You want, maybe in a Lehman home, you wash silverware, you know, it's more powerful. But we also have a power spray.
It's not that it needs, if it was for a plate, which is, let's say would be thicker, that same hadacha, wouldn't work as strong.
Why? All we want to do is to be maflit the bliya that's close to the surface. I don't care about the answer. The plate is thicker than a knife, but I don't care about the thickness. I only care about the surface. The surface should be the same by both. Not the surface. I mean, just below the surface.
It's
right?
It's so easy to get everything out with a knife that hadacha would work.
It's the same distance in both.
It's not just hadacha.
I'm adding. It's not just hadacha. It's got to be shifshuf. You have to...
Right,
somehow
and shifshuf with dafka work, it wouldn't necessarily work by a different kli that would be thicker. Shifshuf with dafka work because it's
what am I trying to do?
I know it's on the outside, but it's so easy to get everything out because it's just like this little.
I don't hear it. No, but the thinness is the same. I'm trying to get the bli that's just inside the outer shell. So both of them have a bli that's just inside. Yeah, it's true. The plate has more bli that's nivla into the pnimius. But I don't care. I'm not duchid asakin is not going to get that out anyway. So my hadacha / shifshuf doesn't have to be motzi that bliya. I'm not sure. I don't see it. Yeah, same.
What would be the status of a kli that has a very deep bliya but nothing on the surface?
A kli shel iser?
Is it still a kli shel iser? Because the bliya is
it
not...
It is a kli shel iser because...
Doing anything does that.
But it would do something b'chamin. If you used it with hot, there would be a problem. Now, what you're asking, Sam, is if I have a bliya deep inside, so that bliya can't come out b'tzonein, so am I allowed to use the kli b'tzonein? So we're going to get to that. Okay, we're going to get to that in a slightly different context. Let's say you do hadacha. Let's say you do kinoa. You do whatever the Gemara requires of you for the usage b'tzonein. Does that really solve the problem? We seem to be assuming yes. The whole machlokas is: do you need hadacha? Is kinoa enough? Not so clear. We're going to have to get to that. That's the second half issue. Okay. So first, let's try to figure out the pshat here. Yeah.
Within the Rashba, you seem like you're explaining that he's saying you need hadacha on the knife or the bowl, but that
no, don't say that. Hadacha only on the knife.
Okay. No, but I'm saying. But isn't
everyone would say by Ka'ara Shemalach Babasa there's no problem. Why? Because the only reason why you should need Hadacha / Shifshuf is because we're afraid that the bliya might come out through duchka, the sakina, but the ka'ara doesn't have any duchka. So because there's no problem that through the tzonein, through this usage, this cold usage, a bliya is going to come out, I don't have to do hadacha slash shifshif. That's what I have over here on the sheet. If you brought your sheets, I saw some of you left them in the base matters. If someone doesn't have a chart sheet, you can pass it back to them. In chart two over here, we have the contrast between lach lecha basa tzonei v'sakan sheshachava and lehaniach davar tzonei v'kar shemalach v'basa. So the ikam adamer, who's the Ramban, right? Lehaniach davar tzonei v'kar shemalach v'basa. The Ramban holds that no hadacha is necessary. In Ka'ar Shemal Vabasar, everyone agrees. Both opinions, Aliba de Shmuel and Sakan Shashalva, both opinions would say that no Adach is necessary by Ka'ar Shemal Vabasar. Kinoach is sufficient, it's enough. But the Ikam Adamar holds that Sakan Shashalva, the first case, you see in the parentheses, Amri La Boy Adacha, Amri La Not. Some say you do need Adacha. There is one opinion. Why? The Ritva says, because the Duchka de Sakina causes a little plata from just inside the surface, not on the surface, from just inside the surface. So it'll cause a plaita even betzonin. That underline is key. Because till now we've never assumed that there could be any kind of plaita betzonin. But that's what this sheet holds, that duchka de sakina could cause a little bit of a plaita even betzonin from just inside the surface. So there's a need for hadacha, which we interpreted as hadacha shifshuf, strong hadacha, super hadacha, at least to be maflit the bliya from just inside the surface, so that duchka de sakina is not going to be a problem. This is one sheet. The Rashbi then quotes the opposite sheet, the Raifit. The Raiva takes the opposite tack. The Raiva does agree to the first shita that sakin is different. That the two opinions, whether you need hadacha or don't need hadacha by sakin sheshachava, that's a special question about sakin. By shar kalim, everyone agrees. But the Raiva says the exact opposite. The Raiva says, by shar kalim, everyone agrees that you need hadacha to use it b'tzoni. Everyone agrees that you need hadacha to use it b'tzoni. Why? To do what? Zach the Ritva. The Raiva is saying, the Rashba doesn't fill you in, but the Ritva fills you in. The Ravid is saying that you need Adacha to take the Shamnunis off. Surface dirt, surface residue. Aye, but shouldn't Kinuach work? Shouldn't Kinuach be sufficient? No! The Ravid holds that everyone claims Kinuach is not sufficient. Kinuach is just patting it down, cleaning it a little bit. Hadacha, if you introduce water, that can get the dirt off more completely. So the Ravid says, by stam kalim that are clay iser, that have a bli of iser, you do need hadacha even to use them betzone. I betzone, but the bli is not going to come out. Yeah, the bli is not going to come out, but we're afraid of the shamnunis van. We're afraid of the residue that's on the surface. Says the Ravid, so why is there one opinion when it comes to sakin sheshachava who holds what? Why is there one opinion that holds that you don't need hadacha? Good. Right. The opinion that holds by Sakan Shashachava that you do need Hadacha, that's great. That's going with the regular approach, right? It's going with every other, same as every other kli. There's Shamnunas Be'en on the Sakan, there's Shamnunas Be'en, there might be Shamnunas Be'en on the Kara Shemal Vavasa, so you need Hadacha in order to take off that Shamnunas. Kinuach somehow is not going to be sufficient. Aye, but there's one opinion by Sakan that you don't need Hadacha, that Sakan is more lenient. How could that be? Zap the Ravid. This opinion holds that the chiluk really is not a chiluk. It's not a distinction between sakin as opposed to other kalim. Yeah, we keep on saying sakin shiny. Sakin is there. It's not really sakin. The Raivan holds, what's the real distinction? Anyone? What's the real distinction between what and what? Between X and... What's X? What's special about sakin? One word. Better? Dam! Exactly, Avi. Very good. Sakin, the bliya by the sakin is dam. This is sakin sheshachava, not sakin treifa. It's not the treifas. It's the dam shabo. The dam, from a behemak sheva, is going to be nivla into the sakin. Says the Ravid, dam mishrik shorik. New principle. We're not familiar with this principle. Dam mishrik shorik. Dam just slips off the knife. That's what they say. I'll work with what they say. Right? The dam slips off the knife. So says the Ravid, the one opinion that claims by a knife you don't need hadacha to use a betzonin, that's because there's something special about dam. Nothing about kalim. Mitzad the kli itself, if you use the kli be'isser, we should always be afraid of shamnunis ban, we should always be afraid of some kind of residue on the surface. That should require hadacha, some kind of rinsing. Kinuach shouldn't be sufficient. But sakin is different. Hadacha is not necessary. Nothing is neither hadacha nor kinuach. Nothing is necessary when it comes to sakin, because dam mishrak sharak tells me the dam just falls away. There is no shamnunis. There's no dam ba'en there. So there's nothing to be concerned about. That's what that opinion holds. Right? Some said that you don't need hadacha according to the Ravid by sakin shachavah, because dam is mishrak sharak. It slips off. But by most kalim, you would need hadacha. So vayter, according to the Ravid, there's no stira. We start off by saying there's a stira. The question is, how can we reconcile the two statements of Shmuel? One statement of Shmuel, there was a difference of opinion, what he held about cutting baset sonen, cutting cold meat, with sakin shishachata. So there were two opinions. One said that you need hadacha, the other said no. And then we had another statement of Shmuel, kara shemalach v'basa. There was no discussion about sonen. What's the answer? Do you need hadacha, do you not? So some Rishonim claim everyone agrees by kara, by stam kalim, you wouldn't need hadacha. The question is sakin. Sakin, you might need hadacha because duchta de sakin, etc., right? The Ramban. But others claim no. By stam kalim, everyone says you do need hadacha because of the shamunas ben. Sakin is different, not so much because sakin is different, but because dam is different than shari surim. Dam is different than shari surim. It's mishrik sharik. It slips away. So therefore, there won't even be shamunas ben on the sakin. Question.
In the case of Kara, isn't also bleed of dam in it, right?
Okay.
But you can't.
Sonin. I'm using it in cold.
No, I understand. You can't argue that blood that's, you know, sitting in a bowl is going to slip away. Where is it going to slip away to? I understand a knife, it drips off and leaves.
Perfect. That's why the Ravid says that by Kara, Shemalach Mabasa, you do need Hadacha.
But that's not.
Look at the sheet, okay? The Ravid says, the two cases are Sakin Sheshachaba and Kara, Shemalach Mabasa. Even though we're talking about dam, but the dam ain't slipping away by the ka'ara. It's there in the bowl. It's there on the plate. That's why everyone holds that you need hadacha because of the shamnunis or because of the dam. But by sakin sheshachadba, the dam just slips off the knife. So since it slips off the knife, it's not. It comes off very easily. Maybe that opinion will hold that you taka need kinuach. Okay, but dam mishrak sharak just tells me that it slips off easily with the kinuach. Hadacha is not necessary. By the car, it's not slipping anywhere. So because it's not slipping anywhere, hadacha is necessary. But by sakin shachar, by the dam is mishrak sharak, it's going to slip away. So hadacha is not necessary. Maybe taka kinuach, Adam, kinuach might be necessary by the sakin, but the dam slipping away will be able to combine with the kinuach to get rid of whatever shamanus you have over there. That's it.
Is the concept of mishrak sharak also found in the Gemara, just like the sakin?
Yeah. The Gemara earlier, the Gemara that we skipped, the tough Gemara. Chal, where has a line there? The damish rik sharik somewhere there on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Yeah, the last word on line is sharik. It's about 9 lines up. Dama mishrik sharik. There is such a concept in the Gemara. It's not made up by the Ravid. He's using it in this context. Okay. Yeah.
How is there no shamnunus by the knife? Like it cuts the thing. It's going through the animal. So to say it's just in contact with the blood. Mm.
Hmm. But the shamnunis is kosher. Oh, you're saying the shamnunis kosher? Yeah, it's kosher. It's just raw. Right. Shamnunis is okay. It's no, we're shafting a behemoth shayri. This is not second trefa. Behemoth shayri.
The problem is just the blood going through the banana. And that was the whole problem.
That was second trefa. Here was second shayri. You shafted your kosher animal. What could come into the second, or what could be left on the surface that's going to be a problem? Dam is awesome.
If it's trefa, though, then we probably...
Trefa's a different story. Then you might have shamlunas or trefa. That's the Gemara in Chesam HaDeis. We talked about that yesterday. Exactly. Avi.
How can you say that it's a chiddush by dam if what I'm saying, you have a bowl that you salted your piece of meat in. If the blood's there, if it's not going to drip away in the bowl...
The Ravid is saying dam is special. That if you have the potential to slip away, it is the only issa that will slip away and will not be a problem. So it really is a chiddush and dam. It just thought, what Adam was pointing out is, but it, the chiluk between the two cases is not between dam and other things. In ka'ar shemalach v'basar, we're also talking about dam, yes. But ka'ar shemalach v'basar is an example of all other isurim, or the context of all other isurim. Dam by ka'ar shemalach v'basar is the same as shari surim, even by sakin, because the point is it's not going to slip away. So the real chiluk that we're saying is dam as opposed to shari surim. It's just that you have to apply it to the context. Okay? Same.
You can also say that even if you were to like dump out the kara, then the blood would slip away, but it was like kovash in there.
We're going to get to kovash later. The impression you get is that this line of the Gemara is not assuming it's kovash. It's not soaking. It's not soaking in the kara.
How long do you leave it salting?
Oh, Oh, you're right. It is malicha, right? It is maluach in the kara. But again, maluach in the kara is only going to create a blia. It's not going to make the shamnun. It's not going to make the dam any stronger. It's still not going to slip away. It's still not going to slip away. You're saying because it's nimlach, it's not going to slip away. That's what you're thinking. Because it's nimlach, it's not going to. I'm not sure. But it's not going to slip away by kara. By sakin, we assume it is going to slip away. So that leads us to the final question. Can I go on? Okay, that leads us to the final question. We have a machlokas rishonim whether by stam kalim to use them, but so on, clay isser, a clay that has a bli of isser inside of it, do you need hadacha or is kinuach enough? Machlokas Ramban and Raja. Let's assume you have the hadacha, let's assume you have kinuach. It seems like we're home free. No problem. You can use the kli even bitzone. You can use the kli, I shouldn't say even bitzone. Bitzone! You'll use the kli bitzone. The chamin, you wouldn't be able to use it, but you can use a bitzone. You had your hadacha, you had your kinuach, you got rid of whatever you have to get rid of. Either with the hadacha slash shifshif, you got rid of even the belia that's slightly below the surface. With your kinuach, you got rid of the shamnunis. With your hadacha, according to the ravid, you've gotten rid of the shamnunis. He holds that you need hadacha to get rid of shamnunis. So if you would ask me, I'd say that based on what we've been saying till now, one would be allowed to use the kli bitzoni. Not bachamin, but bitzoni. The problem is there's a third gemara, a third and final gemara in this set. The gemara tells a story. After the gemara had quoted Shmuel atamei diyama Shmuel maliach harei korosei achav asherei kemavushon, so then the gemara quotes a cholek. The gemara says, ki yasa ravin amar Rabbi Yochanan maliach eno korosei achav asherei kemavushon. Rabbi Yochanan argues with Shmuel and says, Moliach is not kirosea, Kavush is not kemavushon. We're going to talk about that machlok, it's very interesting. But not for now. Amar Abaye, so the Gemara says, Hadar Ravin, that which Ravin says that Moliach is not kirosea, less, it's wrong. Moliach definitely is kirosea. Dehahi pinka, there was some kind of earthenware plate. Dehava be Rabbi Ami, the Molach be Bisra, Rabbi Ami's home, or him, or whatever. He had this pinka that they were Moleach Basar and they were Tavre. And then they broke it. So the Gemara asks, Michti, Rabbi Ami Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan Hava. Rabbi Ami was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, so my time at Tavre. Why did he break the Pinka? Rabbi Yochanan says, Moleach is not Karoseach, so what could be the problem? The Pinka is an earthenware Kli, they were Moleach Babasar. So if Moleach is not Karoseach, there's no Blia. What could be the issue? Lav mishum de shmiel le minei de Rabbi Yochanan de amar maliach harei koraseach. Must be he heard Rabbi Yochanan said, not like what Ravin said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. He thought Rabbi Yochanan held that maliach is koraseach. If maliach is koraseach, then it asses the pinka. So it asses the pinka. That's why he broke the pinka. So the Gemara concludes that it must be maliach is koraseach, because if maliach is not koraseach, why did they break Rabbi Ami's pinka? Rabbi Ami's pinka. That's what we're going to talk about here. The pinka. The earthenware plate. Why did they break the earthenware plate? Malach babasar. If Malach is not kroseach, what's the need to break the plate? What's the need to break the plate? Must be Malach is kroseach. And if Malach is kroseach, so that's why they broke the plate. Why they break the plate? Let them just do hadacha, let them do kinoach, and then they can use a bitzone. Why'd they break the plate? I still don't understand why they broke the plate. Even if you assume, right? Even if you assume Moliach Kiroseach, we still don't understand why they broke the plate. Okay, so there's a Blia inside the plate. Azma! Let them use it bitzonein. Let them do Hadach, let them do Kinoach. I'm not saying to use it without Hadach and Kinoach. Okay, let's do Hadach, let's do Kinoach. But after the Hadach, after that Kinoach, let them use it bitzonein. Why should they have to break the plate? I still don't understand. This is the third sugya, right? First we have Shmuel's memor number one. That there are 2 days by Sakin Shashach of Abasa, what to do if you want to cut Basa Tzonin. The second case of Kara Shemal of Abasa, and we tried to reconcile those two statements. The Rishonim all came out that maximum to use a Kli Shel Isser Bitzonin, you either need Hadacha or Kinuach. But that's it. Hahi Pinka teaches us otherwise. Why'd they break the Pinka? The earthenware Kli. Even if Moliach Kiroseach, even if Moliach is Mavlia, the dam inside the Kli, but use a Pitzone, do your Hadacha, do your Kinuach, whichever Rishon you'll take. and everything should be fine. You should be able to use a bitsoni. Why'd they break the pinka? What's the answer? Yeah.
To prevent use by chamin.
But just one second. Why do the Rishonim assume that as long as you have adach, as long as you have kinuach, so then by karash and malchabasa, you can use a bitsoni? Let's be afraid that you might use a bechamin, and that should be asa.
You can't kosher earthenware. So. Not if you're allowed to kosher. You can kosher it, so you can't.
Okay, but just one sec. Okay, you can't kosher it, but what does that have to do with using a bitsoni? You're afraid that you'll use a bechamin.
Great, you can use a bitsoni by.
Okay, obvious saying well. Okay. Okay. Basically, what you're saying is. The distinction between Hahi Pinka and Ka'ar Shemal HaBasar is what? What's the real chilek over here? Why by Ka'ar Shemal HaBasar do all the Rishonim assume that either Hadach or Kinuach are sufficient, but you... And once you have the Hadach and Kinuach, then you would be allowed to use a Bitsoni? But by the Pinka, they wanted to break it because they felt you couldn't even use a Bitsoni. What's the real chilek? Formulate it for me. It's a distinction between... Say it again. Cheres as opposed to other types of Kalim. Mateches, etc. The Ka'ara Shemal HaBasar must have been Mateches. It probably wasn't Cheres. Hahi Pinka was Cheres. So they broke the Pinka because they felt Hadacha and Kinuach would not be enough. Because even if you don't have any residue on the surface, even if you don't have any Blia immediately below the surface, but we still have a Gezerah that you might use it B'chamin. Maybe there's a problem that we're afraid that you'll use a becham. That's one option. But okay, leave the svar aside for just a moment, okay? By cheres, we're concerned for something, but by mateches, we're not concerned. Ka'ar shemal habasar is apparently some other kind of substance, not cheres. So because it's another kind of substance, that's why all the Rishon Masunim, once you have hadachah, once you have kinuach, everything is fine. You can use a bitsonei. What's the reason? So Avi suggests, maybe because of the gzeira. So that's exactly what the Ran writes. Let's all turn to the Ran for a moment. The Ran is on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Did I assign this to you?
Yes.
No, I didn't assign this Ran. It's quoted in the Darkei Moshe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll look at it together and sign. There's a short piece in the Ran. The Ran on Daf Mem Amud Beis and Dibur HaMaschil Imlach. Page 80 in the old versions. I don't know what it is in the Friedman. The end of the Ramaskal Imla, the Ran says like this: Vim Tomer Akati Amay Tav Yanichano Lishdamish Babitzonein. Why'd they break the pinka? Let them leave it to use a bitzonein. Yeshloma the Klicheres Mikevin Shena Yotzimi De Dofio. That's a rule in the Gemara Psachim on Lamed Amid Beis that the Torah is made on a Klicheres that the Belia will never leave completely. Ve'ein Lo Takana Lishdamish Babachamin. And there's no takona, you can't kasher it in any way to be able to use it bechama with hat. Afilu tzonein aser lishtamesh bo shemayavo lishtamesh bo bechamin. Says the Ran, because we're afraid that you'll use it bechamin, you can't even use it bitzonein. So it's like a gzeira. This is one reason why maybe we should ask it to use the kli, even bitzonei, because we're afraid that you might use it bechamin. Just a moment of it. The Rashba has a little bit of a different reason why it should still be asa to use bitzonei. What does the Rashba say? Did you notice? What did the Rashba say? Did you catch what the Rashba said, David?
Rashba said that that you're still going to have because of the duchei de sakina, you're going to have the pressure from the knife.
The Rashba talks about duchei de sakina earlier, but in terms of the pinka, he doesn't mention that. V'inami ef shalomar the hahi pinka kevin de shalcheres vayisu v'nivla al yidei roseach ein la takan afilu betzonin de bolas hi harbe at shepoletes afilu betzonin. Another chiddush. This Rashba is like chiddush al gabe chiddush. This second pshat in the Rashba is that Hahi Pinka is different because cheres is bolea harbi. Apparently, earthenware sucks in a blia much more than other substances. Because it's bolea harbi, it'll be polate even bitzonin. You heard it. It's going to expel some of the blia bitzonin. No duchka de sakina. I didn't see anything about duchka de sakina here, David. Nothing. Only earlier. That's the second pshat. So one pshat, no pressure of the knife. One pshat is that we're gozer otu b'chamin. The other pshat is you can't use a betzonin even if you have hadach, even if you have a kinuach, not otu b'chamin. Even betzonin there's a problem because cheres is different. It's bolei harbe. Once it's bolei harbe, we're afraid it might be polei betzonin. Now I ask you, according to which reason should you distinguish between cheres as opposed to other materials?
Second.
The second reason, the Rashba's second reason. The Rashba quotes the Ran's reason. That's his first pshat. He says that we make a gzera to chamin. We're afraid you might use it b'chamin, so therefore even b'tzonin you can't use it. But why should that be? Why should that only apply to cheres? A kli mateches also. If you use it b'chamin, won't it be a problem? If you use the kli mateches b'chamin, there's a bli inside of it. There will be a problem. The bli is going to come out. It is going to aser. So that reason lechora doesn't seem to be a good enough reason to distinguish between cheres as opposed to mateches and other materials. It's the second reason, Rashba 2, if you will, that seems to be a good reason to distinguish. The problem is, the Ran doesn't quote Rashba number 2, because Rashba number 2 is Chiddush Otzum, and the Ran disagrees. No one else, except for this Rashba, as far as I know, claims that there's going to be a pleita from cheres, even betzonein. Right? Even betzonein, there's going to be a pleita? Admittedly, the Rashba in this second approach says only cheres. Cheres is bolei harbe. It's so soveya, it's so saturated with its blia, so it's going to be polity even betzonin. Okay, it's only cheres. But even cheres? Pleita betzonin? Heichon matzinu pleita betzonin? So according to Rashba too, I hear that there's a chila between kli cheres and kli mateches and other substances. But the Ran doesn't say that. The Ran says it's a gzeira. The reason why you can't use it even after adach, even after kinuach, is because of a gzeira. A gzeira that you might use a bechamin. But the Ran concedes that it's only by cheres that explains the difference between ka'ara, shemalach babasar, and pinka. The pinka is cheres. Ka'ara, shemalach babasar was some other substance. That's why by ka'ara, shemalach babasar, the Gemara assumes that after hadacha, after kinoch, everything is fine. But by the pinka, they wanted to break it because they still couldn't use it because of a gzera. But I ask you, what gzera? Why should I make a gzera dafka by a kli cheres as opposed to mateches? Let's get a new hand. Yanif.
Is the Ran saying that it's only dafka by cheres?
I think so. He says. That's what he says. Why should I say the gzeira only by cheres as opposed to matechas? Did you get a chance to finish all of the makaras? The prichadash? You can get to the prichadash. Okay, let's see the prichadash inside together. The prichadash in Simon Sadi Aleph, Sikhatan Gimel, offers an explanation as to why this first time of the Rashba, why the reason of the Ran, the Gezerah, will apply only to Cheres. I could just as easily have said it applies to other substances as well, but the Ran doesn't. The Ran says that it only applies to Cheres.
Yes. Why can't we just say that because you can't kasher? Like, I thought that was wrong.
So that's
said.
The Ran does say because you can't kasher, but so what that you can't kasher? What does
therefore
that do?
Therefore, it'll be usa forever.
What are you saying? Say well.
Has no
because you can't kasher, so therefore what?
But you can't do it, and you can't fix it.
But if you are not kasher a kli mateches, it has the same status as a kli cheres. What's the difference?
Therefore
what? You have the potential to kasher it, so what? No, but if you can leave it around, but why? If you leave it around, you might come to use a bechamin. The same gzera should apply. Because you have the potential to kasher mateches, so what do most people do if they have a kli mateches? They kasher it! Since the gzera atuchamen might not apply because it's a milsud lo shchicha that you're going to leave the kli mateches, why should you leave it around? If you have the potential to kasher it, kasher it! But by cheres, the Ran is concerned that it might come lidei takala. You might have a problem. Because cheres, you can't kasher anyway. So if you can't kasher anyway, you'll be mashed. You'll leave it over. And if you leave it over, then you'll take a run into issues. That's what the prichadash suggests to explain the Ran. Kosavot Aran, the hodamin of bevei sa'ar, the afil of etzon in osur, l'shtamish bo matzah, hanudaf ganami b'kli cheres, l'fisha kevin, she'en lo takona ela shvira. Since there's no takona for cheres without shvira, we're afraid that if you leave it in order to use it for tzonein, you'll use it for chamin. But by mateches, he continues to explain, but by mateches, it's not normal to leave it. Why should you leave it? Just kasher it. So it's a milsud lo shchicha. He even goes so far as to say that even if you leave the kli mateches for a long period of time, you could still use a betzonein, because chazal were makel below plug, they said it's a milsud lo shchicha. Since kli mateches is a milsud lo shchicha, they would never go there. The Chazal never made a gzera b'milsa de lo shchicha. It's not normal to leave the kli mateches for a long time. So the only kli for which we're going to be gozer or tuchamen is what? So these are the two approaches. The emes is both approaches that the Rashba offers, one could use to explain a distinction between kli cheres as opposed to mateches. The second one is obvious, because that's unique to cheres, that because it's bolea harbe, so therefore it might be polite only betzone. It might be polite, excuse me, even betzone. But the first pshat, the Ran seems to take the first pshat that the Rashba suggests, but he limits it only to cheres. So why does he limit it only to cheres? Perhaps for this reason, that he's afraid that by cheres he can't kasher it anyway, so you might leave it over. You'll come to a takola that you'll use it b'chamen as well. That's why Chazal goes that you can't use a betzonin even with adacha, even with kinuah. Mateches is a milsad lo shchiyah to leave it because you can kasher it, so there's no problem. Earlier in the Gemara by Kara Shemal of Abbasar, you do need hadacha or kinuah, right? By Kara Shemal of Abbasar, you do need hadacha or kinuah, but after hadacha or kinuah, everything is mutter. Why should everything be mutter? Ha'i Pinka proves that even after hadacha and kinuah, it's still usher to use it. Bitzonein? The answer is Kara Shemal of Abbasar was what? Non-cheres, mateches. If it's non-cheres, then the gzeira, then this concern, either gzeira or this plate of betzonin that exists, but klicheres will not be a problem by the car. Yeah?
I would think that that would be absolute, that since you can't kasher it, so you're just going to get rid of it. You're just gonna, why would you keep it around if you can't kasher it?
You're going to get rid of it, so therefore I should be allowed to use a betzonin?
No, I mean,
get rid of it.
No, you just get rid of it. So you aren't going to leave it around.
But why does that mean you're not going to leave it around, so therefore we're not afraid that you'll use it b'chamen?
Because you're not going to have it, they're going
to
get rid of it.
So I'll see you to betonin.
If you know it's not going to come caught.
So therefore it's mutter to use a betonin. But now if it's mutter to use a betonin, you will not get rid of it. You'll leave it.
Right.
So it comes out strange. Okay, this happens to be the Ran's position, that there's a fundamental distinction between cheres as opposed to mateches in terms of using a kli shalis. This is very important. You have a kli that became us, so you haven't kashered it yet. You want to use it betzoni. Use it for cold. Right? Use it for cold. You have a china dish that became nesar for some reason. There was basa b'cholav there or some other kind of iser, and you want to use it betzoni for salads. Can you use it betzoni? Are we afraid that you might use it b'chamin? Is there a concern? Or should we say that you're allowed to use it betzoni? So the Ran says, by cheres, china, by cheres, well, there is a concern. Mateches. Mateches, there's no concern that gzera doesn't apply, so therefore it would be mutter to use a betzonin. Not everyone agrees to this Ran. Not everyone agrees to this Ran. The Dake Moshe, Hartley?
Well, the Ran said that the other, it's okay to use it.
If you use the betzonin, will it aser? No, it's not going to aser. But the evid, it's not going to aser. No question. Because there's no belia. Once you do the hadacha, once you do kinuach, it's not going to aser the evid. But l'chatchila, prospectively, you shouldn't use it.
But according to the Rashba, according to the second Rashba, the Yevit is still a problem.
Right. Exactly. Very good point. According to the second Rashba, since he's concerned about a new reality in Cheres, that there will be a plate of Betzonein, according to the second Rashba, even B'dievet, it's going to be a problem. That actually leads me to my next point. So I'm just going to phrase it a little bit differently than you. Can I just move on for a moment? The Ran is one Shita, that there's a chilek between Mateches as opposed to Cheres. But the Dake Moshe quotes the Mordechai in Psochim, who disagrees. The Mordechai in Psochim claims, Aval b'Mordechai, Reish Kol Shah, he says the Af b'Chol Akelim Shetashmish B'Chamin Asur Leishtamish Ben Betzoni B'Lo Agola Gzeres Shem Yishtamish Ben B'Chamin. The Mordechai says not only Cheres Kol Akelim, even Mateches there's a Gzera. The Mordechai takes Rashba one, the Gzera of Tzonin Atuchamin, but what does he do as opposed to the Ran who limits it to Cheres? The Mordechai says no, that Gzera applies to everything. Why should it only apply to Cheres? The Prichadosh is Svar, the Ran Svar, apparently the Mordechai didn't buy. So he says it should apply to all Kalim. The Gzeira of Tzonin Atuchamin should apply to all Kalim. What problem do we have according to the Mordechai now? Again? The Gemara, right? What's the chilek between Hayi Pinka and the Kara Shemal Vavasa? Hayi Pinka, they broke. They broke. So Mistama they broke because they were gozer, Tzonin Atuchamin, they were afraid that they might use a Pechamin. But if that's the case, so why by Kara Shemal Vabasar does the Gemara assume, according to the way that the Rishonim explained, that once you have Hadach and Kinuach, you're home free? There's no gzeira. You can use it b'tzonin. How can you use it b'tzonin? Shouldn't there be a gzeira of tzonin or tuchamin? What's the answer? What do you think the answer is? No, but the Mordechai doesn't distinguish between Matachas and Cheres. He says they're all the same. And he works with a Gzeira approach. Right? So he's not working with Rashba too. So what's the chilik between Hayi Pinka and the Ka'ar Shemalcha Vosin? So the answer might be, yes?
Maybe there's like a difference of the utensil. For the knife, you're using the knife to cut the meat. But for the Pinka, you're cooking it inside. Like.
Neither case is talking about a knife. We're talking about Ka'ara or the Pinka. They're both plates or bowls or something like that.
Knife.
Right, the same item. So what's the chil, David?
Hadacha. Well, hadacha will work.
No, but in Ka'ar Shemalcha Vosin, we say that once you have hadacha and kinuach, it's fine. Hayi Pinka, we're assuming that. But so just be made diach the pinka. Why weren't they made diach the pinka and leave it? Why'd they break it? It's the old kasha. Why'd they break the pinka? This is the question that you have to ask yourself. Why did they break the pinka? If you're online in the calf and someone comes up to you and say, do you know why did they break the pinka? Why did they break the pinka, Brad? What's the answer? One word. That's an interesting answer. We're going to get to that in a moment, but not here. I think there's a simpler answer. That's a dochuk answer. That's my last ditch effort, which we're going to have to suggest for a different rishon. What's the difference here?
Adi.
Why is it different? We're talking betzonin. I don't care about the belia. I do hadach. I did kinuach, so there's nothing on the surface. So what should be the problem?
What deeper below the surface?
Maybe the chilek is what kind of usage you're having over here. What are you using the kli for? Is this a usage of what we call arai, the temporary usage, or is it keva? Are you using it long term, or is it only temporary? This is similar to what Hartley just said. Meaning, if I use it once, is it going to be a problem? If I assume b'di'evet, I'll still have a problem, so then even a tashmish sharai, even a temporary usage, is going to be a problem. But if I assume b'di'evet, it's okay, so a tashmish sharai is fine. It's a tashmish keva that's a problem. Maybe the whole chiluk is, if you use it for tashmish keva, meaning you're going to keep it in the house long term, you're not going to use it once or twice, so then we're taco afraid, we're going to make a gzera to chamin. You're leaving it in the house, you're going to use it b'tzoni. This kli is off limits. We're not going to use it b'chamin, but we're going to use this kli b'tzoni. But if you're using it b'tashmish keva, you're leaving it in the house, so then maybe we'll taco make a gzera. The way that the pre-chodesh explained the Ran is, by cheres we make a special gzera, because there's no takana. So it's just going to be left in the house, it'll come lidei takala. In a similar way, if you leave, forget about cheres, mateches, if you leave the kli, ba'ofen kavua, you leave it permanently in the home, then there's room for gzeira. But if you use it only temporarily, if you use it once, there shouldn't be a problem. Right? There shouldn't be a problem, because why should I be gozer atucham? And you use it once or twice, and then you'll throw it out. Now keep in mind, according to Rashba 2, which is what Hartley was focusing on, according to Rashba number 2, that we're afraid that there'll be a plate, even betzone from cheres. Avada, even arai, is going to be usher. That's what Hartley was saying. But I'm using Hartley's principle of b'di'evet and applying it to the first Rashba. Meaning, even if we go with the gzeira pshat, which is the pshat that most Rishonim learn, the Rashba's second pshat is a big chiddush. Even if we go with the gzeira pshat, maybe you still could distinguish between one-time usage as opposed to many-time usage. If you use it both in kavua, maybe that's only when the gzeira is going to kick in. But if you use it both in arai, maybe the gzeira won't kick in. Maybe the way the Mordechai is going to learn the sugya is that by the pinka, maybe the taka did use it both in arai. They did use it once or twice, but then they broke it. Who says they broke it immediately, Moshe? Maybe they broke it after using it once or twice. Arai's okay, right? Ka'ara shemach babasar. Right? The fact that the Rishonim say Ka'ar Shemalach Babasar, they don't talk about Sonein. They don't talk about Sonein. And it sounds like after Hadach and Kinuach, you could use it. Who says you can use it Lo'olam Vod? Maybe you can only use it both in Arai. And maybe in the case of the Pinka, they Taka only used it both in Arai, and then they broke it. You should just know that it's not simply that we can suggest this within the Mordechai, but the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch actually does say this. The Ramah, I guess I didn't put this on the Makaros. The Ramah in Yeridaya, in Simen Kufchav Beis, I think it is. Kufchav Aleph. Kufchav Aleph Sifhei. The Raman Yeradeh Kuf Chafal Sefei quotes this Mordechai. He talks about this gzeira that if you have a kli issa, can you use it even with tzonei? And he quotes the Mordechai, who claims that all kalim, there's a gzeira by all kalim not to use them with tzonei. But he says that according to the Mordechai, only a tashmish shel keva is going to be a problem, only if you leave it permanently. But if you use it, b'derech arai, if you use it only temporarily, the Mordechai will say that it's mutter. So this is a possibility. This is a possibility. The way to explain the different cases is it depends what kind of tashmish you're actually using. Let's look again at the sheet that we have. Let's look at side two. Can a kli issa be used for tzonin even after kinuach and hadacha? So the Ran and Rashba too claim that kli cheres no, kli mateches yes. The Mordechai says that all kalim can be used, but only derech arai. So jumping to chart 4 now for a moment, what's the chiluk between ha'i pinka, that it's mashma she'osra afilu betzonei, as opposed to ka'or shemalach b'bosa, that it's muta betzonei after kinuach and hadacha? So the Ran and Rashba too will say the chiluk is between cheres as opposed to mateches. A kli cheres, the pinka was a kli cheres. That's what a pinka is. That's what all the mafarshim said. It was cheres. But the chiddush is the ka'ara was a kli mateches, and why should that be different? Why should cheres be different? So you have one of two possibilities, Rashbatu or Prichadosh. Rashbatu says there's something unique to kli cheres that the belia will come out even with tzonin. Prichadosh explains the Ran is saying that the gzeira of tzonin atuchamin applies only to kli cheres because there's no solution. You can't be machshir it. But by kli mateches, since you can't be machshir it, it's a milsa l'shchicha that's gonna stay in your house for so long, so we're not going to make the gzeira. According to the Mordechai, the chiluk could be as follows: that hahi pinka, they broke it, so as not to use it b'derech keva. Maybe b'derech arai the taka did use it. Ka'ara shemalach b'basar, it's muta b'tzoni taka only derech arai. Big chiddush. Not that it's that after hadach and kinuach it's muta l'olam v'ari, it would only be muta derech arai. But there's a third shita. The third shita is what the Daki Moshe quotes at the beginning. Daki Moshe quotes from the Tur. The Tur actually quotes a Ri, and then the Daki Moshe says that in Siman Sadidala, the Tur says the same thing. What does this Ri say? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, at the very end of the Masechta, talks about the idea of Tfilas Kalim. We know when we buy Kalim, if they're made by non-Jews, we have to be Tovel the Kalim. The case of the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah there actually, is where you buy used kalim of a non-Jew. We don't really do that too much. Right? You're not buying used kalim of a non-Jew. But if you buy used kalim of a non-Jew, you have to do two processes to be machshirit. First of all, what? First of all, hechsher, right? Libun, hagola, hadacha, whatever process you have to do to either take out a blia or to take off the surface residue, the surface isser. You got to do whatever hechsher process, and then you have to be matalit as well. You have to be tovel the kalim. What's the din if you have a kli shel iser, a kli that was used for chamin, and you only want to use it bitzoni? What's the din? Can you use it bitzoni? That's our question. Let me ask you a different question. What happens if you do the tvilas kalim, before the hechsher kalim? Does that invalidate the tvilas kalim? Does it have to be done in a certain order? Hechsher and then tvila? Or do we say, no, the tvila can come first, and then you can do the hechsher later? So that second question is the famous machlokes rishonim. That's what the Tur quotes. Let's all turn to the Tur. This is page 1 in the handout. What? How can you be tovel and non-kosher item? Right, but the question is, what's the Tvilas Kalim coming to accomplish? If the Tvilas Kalim now is putting it into Rishus Yisroel, so it doesn't matter that the Kli is non-kosher, you should be able to be tovel it. Let me ask you a question. If a Yisroel uses a kli and he makes a treif, so does he have to be tovel it again? No, he just has to be machshir it. So who says that hechsher and tvila have to come in a specific order? Maybe they're accomplishing different things. Right, tvila, maybe tvila's kalim, there's some rishonim say tvila's kalim is like a gerus of the kli, spiritual gerus of the kli. It's not a real gerus, you know, you're not going to do a mila on the kli. It's a gerus of the kli, right? A type of a gerus. But hechsher is to get out the isser, because without the hechsher, you can assa your food. So it says the Torah like this, the third to last line. Kosav harashba, dafka magi'ilan v'yachagach matbilan, avle mitbilan tchila havi ketobo v'sharas biyado. The Rashba says that you have to be magil first, not be matbil, just like Avi is saying, because if you matbil first, it's like tovel v'sharas biyado. Let's say someone goes into the mikveh and he's holding on to the sheretz while he goes into the mikveh. He doesn't accomplish anything. He's going to the mikveh, but he's tameh because he's touching the sheretz. The Rashba learns that if you're going to do tevilas kelim before the heksher kelim, that's like tovel v'sheretz v'yana. Because you're tovel the kli, but it still has the iser in it. There's a lot of lumdus to understand what the Rashba really means. Why is it tovel v'sheretz v'yana? Not for now. We want to look at the ri. Aval ri kasa shiyocho lad bilan tchila. You can be matbil at first. L'chadchila can be matbil at first. V'im lo yirsa l'ishtamish bo eletzonein. Yocho lad bilo l'ishtamish bo betzonein. Says the ri, and if you only want to use a betzonein, no problem. Just be matbil it and use it betzonein. U'kshayirtza l'ishtamish bo b'chamin yagilo v'yasbik lo tfila she'et bilo kvar. And then if you want to use it b'chamin later, then you'll do hagala. And you don't have to do another tfila. You did tfila before. You want to use a betzonein, so do the tefillah now, and then you can use a betzonein. You want to use a bechamin later, then do your hechsher, do the hagolah, and then you can, rely on the tefillah that you had before. What does the Ri say, Rabosai? The Ri says if you have a kli akum, kli iser, it was nivla bo bechamin, and you only want to use a betzonein, so be matbil it, and that's it. And then if you want to use a bechamin, fine, so then you'll do the hechsher, but you can rely on the tefillah before, because the Ri holds that there's no specific order. You can do tefillah first and then hechsher. Says the Dake Moshe, you see clearly from the Ri, that he holds that there's no gzera whatsoever. There's no gzera whatsoever, not by matechas, not by cheres, doesn't distinguish. You're allowed to use a kli shel iser, a kli that has a blias iser, inside of it, for tzoneh. Cheres, matechas, any kind of kli. You can use a betzonein, there's no problem. Aye, but the gzeira? Isn't there a gzeira atuchamin? The Ri apparently doesn't subscribe to that gzeira. Says the Dake Moshe, the Tur doesn't subscribe to that either. The Tur in Siman Sadi Dalet seems to say the same thing as the Ri. A third shita, Rabosai. Going back to Shah 3. Ri and the Tur. Can a kli issa be used for betzonein even after Hadoch and Kinuach? The Ri and the Tur say all kelim, even derech keva, forever. They don't distinguish between Arai and Keva. He doesn't hold of that. He says that the Hechsher and the Tfilah are working in different ways, so the idea of Tovel v'Sheretz V'Yana doesn't apply. But that's not for now to discuss the details of the Machlokes. I'm just looking at the Ri from his Shita. You see clearly that he holds that a Kli Isser, a Kli that has a Bli of Isser, who cares whether the non-Jew put the Bli in it, or the Jew? There's a Bli of Isser in it. How can I use a Betzani? Should I make a Gzera that I might use a Bechamin? So what's the problem according to the Ri and the Tur? What's the problem, Gabriel? Has your Gemara? What's his problem? What should be the problem? Which part of the Gemara is a problem? Kar Shemalach Babasar. Which Gemara is a problem? Hay Pinka. Right, the guy in back of you in the calf. Why'd they break the Pinka according to the Ri and the Tur? Why'd they break the Pinka according to the Ri and the Tur, Bradley? What's the answer? Sam, what's the answer? I think the Ri and the Tur must say Rabbi Ami was machmer on himself. He was machmer, but Medina, you don't have to be machmer. That's what the Ri and the Tur hold. That was a chumra. They were machmer more than they had to. Me'ikar adin, we don't make such a gzeira. We don't make a gzeira of tzonin atuchamin. You want to use a betzonin? No problem. Aye, there's a bli of this. So what? But the bli is not going to come out. We're not afraid that you're going to use a bechamin. You'll be careful. Bein arai, bein kev, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Ami was more machmir. His base madrash, or his house, was more machmir, and that's why they didn't want to use the pinka, even arai, or even whatever, keva arai, whatever the circumstance was, maybe they used it arai, and then they broke it, or maybe they didn't even use it arai. They wanted to break it, they didn't want to use it, because they were gozer tzonin atuchamin, me'ikar adin, the Ri and the Tur hold it, you don't have to be gozer tzonin atuchamin. So these are the three different approaches to reconcile the stira from one line of the Gemara to the next.
Ready? I